So the theme for this week on the 350 Podcast Show is identity and belonging. Each day we will interview someone new on this topic. This week, 350's own Jason Green interviewed Sarah Green. Sarah Green is an adoptee from Ethiopia who grew up in a white family in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And if you couldn't tell already by the last names, Sarah is Jason's mother. Here's Jason with the story. Sarah Green is a single mom who lives with her two children in their Northwest Philadelphia home. She works from her house, loves 80s movies, and her favorite band of all time is Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is her identity now. But like every story, there is a beginning.
I was born in Ethiopia in 1973 during a time where there was a lot of drought and famine, a lot of very impoverished people. It's an agrarian society, so if people are dependent on farming and things like that for food, and there's drought and famine, that really affects people's way of life. So my birth mother was homeless. So, and she already had my older brother. So when she was pregnant with me and the two of them were struggling and barely being able to survive, she knew that she would not be able to take care of another child.
Since this week's topic is identity and belonging, I asked her what she thought both of them meant. So, what does having an identity mean to you?
Having an identity means you have a realization about yourself, about who you are, where you've come from, and also who you want to be.
What does belonging mean to you?
Belonging to me is a higher sense of association. You can be associated to someone, maybe because they're a classmate, or you know them maybe from a social group, but that doesn't necessarily translate into belonging. I think belonging really means that there's some kind of commitment to relationship, that there you are part of something, that something really wouldn't be what it's truly meant to be if you weren't a part of it. You belong.
Why do you think humans need to have a sense of belonging?
I think that really boils down to just basic genetics, basic human instinct. I mean, a child does not come into this world on their own.
Right. They have a mother.
They have a mother. They have a father. They're birthed into this world through a mom, and I think there, in best case scenarios, there is a connection made at birth between the child and both parents.
Right.
And that child is dependent on those parents to care for them, to feed them, to provide their, to want to have touch, to want to have relationship. You know, a child, while they're in the womb, they hear their mother's heartbeat. They hear the parents' voices. And so there's already a sense, even though they may not know language, that there are others out there and that someone is helping to create them and bonding with them.
A pair of missionaries from the United States saw you and decided to adopt you.
Yes. An American nurse working in the hospital told my adoptive parents about me. And so, as my mom would say, it was love at first sight when she came to see me.
As we continued to talk, we talked about her early life in America. What did others think about you or your family?
If I could back up, I would say even living in inner city Philadelphia in Germantown, We lived on a predominantly African-American street. There were only a couple of white families. And I think everybody, both black and white, thought it was pretty strange or even wrong for a white family to be raising a black child. I remember getting plenty of looks, and my mom and dad recalling getting plenty of looks from people as to why they had a black child.
So talking about your more immediate family, growing up, did you have a sense of that you belonged in that family?
I think because my parents adopted me at 3 months, I always felt like they were my family. I didn't know any other family. It wasn't that I was an American who was given up for adoption and lived in the foster care system for years and maybe had memories of my birth family and then foster families and then my adopted family. They were the only family that I ever knew. I always had, from my young age, had a very strong sense of belonging. As I grew up, I think I became a little bit, jealous of the fact that even though I had a sense of belonging, that I was not, because I didn't physically look like them, and because people, when seeing me with my family, wouldn't naturally associate me with my family, I was upset that I couldn't physically fit in.
Could you talk about a little bit about the cultural differences you experienced?
I think that was one of the blessings of growing up in and around Philadelphia, was that I did have African American friends. I had black friends. I had opportunities to spend extended periods of time with their family. During my junior year in high school, I actually lived with a friend and her family in Philadelphia, so that I wouldn't have to commute as far to school and would go home on the weekends. And so I think that was a really important time for me to learn more about the African American culture and traditions. Like, I never knew that African Americans like to eat black eyed peas on New Year's because that was a sign of good luck for the new year. It was just a different history, you know. I didn't have the same cultural experience. I didn't grow up eating certain foods that were, and again, I don't want to stereotype, but, you know, for instance, collard greens are something that I have grown to love as an adult, but I didn't grow up eating collard greens, you know. I had friends who, you know, their parents fried chicken, where my mom baked chicken, you know. So there were definitely a lot of cultural differences, but I'm really thankful that, you know, my mom especially made sure that I got to spend time with my African American friends and their families and have that insight into their world, so to speak.
As we continued to talk, the topic of her trip back to Ethiopia came up, and if that trip helped her find her identity.
I think that honestly, the trip was a lot more intense than I thought it would be. I thought there would be just a lot of positive feelings and feeling of connection. And in a way it was, because for the first time in my life, I was surrounded by people who looked like me. So I think I left with a better sense of where I came from. But I think I also left with a sense of loss of what I was lacking.
You might ask her what her identity is now.
Was there like a aha moment, like, where you found, like, this is me, this is my identity?
My aha moment would be when I gave birth to my first child.
She's now a mother, and she loves it.
the most amazing experience of my life, giving birth to my son, because it was the first time I was actually going to have an opportunity to have a relationship with somebody who I was biologically connected with. But the one thing that no one can take from me is my sense of belonging in my family that I created for my children. So that would be
it's Jason Green, and thank you for listening.